magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. It is Wednesday, April 17th, 2019. Woohoo! Joey Kroll joins us on the phone lines.
Yay.
Hey, good morning. Hello, hello.
Hi, Joey. You're famous.
Oh, well.
Yeah, you are. Joni Erickson Tata liked your Sunday morning show.
She did. Oh, I was so excited.
I bet you were.
Have you guys ever met her? She is such a sweetheart.
Bunch of times. She goes to most of those NRBs, National Religious Broadcasters Convention. Oh. She always leads a hymn sing. I think, Joey, you were at one of those where she led a hymn sing. But this year, I think because of health issues, and I think it had something to do with her breast cancer, she wasn't able to attend.
Too bad.
But, she's...
You can just feel just the love of Christ come out of her. I'm serious. Yeah. I mean, her and her husband just... Sweet people.
Yeah, so if you go to Joey Kroll's Facebook page, you scroll down a little bit, you'll see, you kind of posted it, but Joni Erickson liking your page, and you see her name and her little photo.
I said Joni, didn't I? It's Joni, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, that's so cool.
Well, Joey's also famous because he writes an article,
yes,
a devotional thought in the Prime Life Times. But wait, there's more. He's also famous because he married up to Aubrey. He's got a wonderful wife.
I love Aubrey. I barely know her, but every time I meet her, I just like her.
Yeah. But he's also famous. He's my friend, so
he's very famous with that. We were rushing on.
He's famous for he has a coffee business now going on.
I know. I want some of that. That's so cool. Tell us just a teeny bit about that.
Well, you know, I'm a busy guy, and so I just needed a hobby. I really did. I needed a hobby, and I love coffee, and there's a friend that my wife works with, and he gave me a bag of roasted coffee, and so I got to thinking, like, wait, I need to do something fun in my life. I do so much work. So I roast my own coffee, and it kind of turned into a side business, and I have coffee imported to me from Honduras. This is the real deal, and it's fantastic. It's so smooth going down. I absolutely love it.
You got your kids involved, too, right?
A little bit, yeah. A little bit.
He's got to watch those child labor laws, but most part, you know, they're only working 14 hours a day. So.
well, I'm actually still back on what he said. He's working too much, so he did this. This sounds like more work to me, but that's okay.
It's actually therapeutic. I don't know if you know the process of making coffee beans and roasting them. It is very therapeutic. You know how some folks where they love to mow the lawn because it's therapeutic?
Sure.
Same thing goes with roasting coffee. It really is. It really is.
Well, I knew somebody, his outlet for stress reduction was polishing shoes, and he'd polish everyone's shoes in his family.
Really?
And he had a number of kids and stuff.
But it is fun to see those shoes get cleaned up.
But what Joey does is very biblical.
It is?
Yeah,
coffee
there's a book.
Roasting?
Hebrews.
Oh.
Yeah.
Mark. Give me a second, and I'll come up with a laugh.
Hey, Joey, there's much to share and say and get updated on your ministry work there and being a pastor and a radio host and your Sunday Scripture program and your Thursday Mark and Friends program. And so because there's so much to talk about, we're going to leave our recap from the Kufi event last night, which was fabulous, to Friday when Jason comes in, and we'll talk about that. And then on Monday, we're going to have Pastor Lyndon Allen as our special guest on Memorization Monday, so you're going to hear from him in person on Monday. But Joey, you've been serving this radio ministry for, well, a number of years. Is it 8 or 9? You know, I got to keep track of it. Every time I have you, it seems like it's been a while. It's like, how many, did another year pass and you're still serving?
You know what? It's coming up on 10 years. Can you believe that, Mark?
Wow.
Praise God.
Praise God. You are
a tremendous asset. I hear people all the time saying they love Joey's program. They love the Sunday morning, everything.
And so my mom does email you.
Yeah. Thank you for the side money. No. But I have to say this. You know, Easter's coming up, and last Thursday or something, you were talking about the resurrection on your program. And you made a powerful, had such an impact on me. It put my entire spirit and mind just aligned with Resurrection Sunday.
She came in, the Shekinah glory was over her head. She was about a foot off the ground. I was like, what happened? Oh, I was listening to Joey.
It really was really well done, Joey. You really preached the gospel right there.
It's wonderful because I all glory to God. I mean, really, all glory to God. I do get emails and notes quite often of people being encouraged and edified, and it blesses my heart that God can use this broken vessel. I mean, this broken vessel for his glory and to edify the body. It's wonderful.
Praise God.
Well, and the fact that you love God's word and you raise it up, you hold it up as being inerrant and all that we need to know. It's God's love letter. It's his instruction manual. And you hold fast to that and you love to preach it and teach it. And I think God continues to bless and work in and through you because of that very fact that you love his word. And we're going to have you on a future Memorization Monday. I think we talked about some verse in the days ahead. I think we even actually scheduled you at some point. I can't remember. I have to look at my big list.
We're doing that right now. We do things on the air. So get your calendar out. No.
But that's one thing. You love God's word. You love teaching and talking about it, writing about it. And when we had this idea of including you with a devotional thought in our Prime Lifetimes paper, you're like, and this is another thing I love about Joey, how can I serve? I don't know if it's because Joey knows it's part of my love language. I love people that serve and want to take steps to further kingdom purposes. But Joey also has a heart of serving, of using his gifts, his talents, his ability to further kingdom purposes. And when you and I talked about it, Marianne, about what about Joey Crowell writing an article, and I think you followed up with him, and he said, sure, however I can be used. Yeah. And so how many months have we had Joey writing these?
Has it been 10 or 11? What's it been, Joey?
Well, you know what? I think I started Easter of last year.
Oh, perfect.
Okay, so we're
this
coming
will be
up
the 12th.
About 12.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, I think that Rob came up with the title, if I'm not mistaken. Wayside Chapel for the column. I love it. Because in the South, you know, the wayside, like chapel in the hills and chapel in the grove, and I kind of like it.
Yeah, Mark calls it Wayward Chapel.
I was telling, it's like, you know, those that are familiar with the Moody Bible Institute and their program Stories of Great Christians, Dave Dunn, who was a founding member with this ministry and on the board and still serves on the board, we used to always kid, Stories of Rotten Christians. And so when Joey was doing the Wayside Chapel, we were like the Wayward Chapel. And, you know, it was just, it kind of fit with that theme of kidding about something maybe we shouldn't kid about.
So fun. Well, let me tell you how it was for me.
Redeem this moment, please.
For me, as soon as Rob said it, I thought of Billy Graham and that whole Chapel in the Wildwood. Wasn't that a song, Chapel in the Wildwood, you know? I love that. So that's the Wayside Chapel.
Thank you. And this month, in the April edition of the Prime Lifetimes, Joey entitled his creative writing, his devotional thought, When Your Dreams Crumble. And Joey also, I don't know if you do this, well, you probably do it as a pastor, but professionally he was also a counselor.
I didn't know that.
Joey came on board years ago when he was living in the Clinton area and serving at a church in Farmer City. He also had a side business, and he did some devotional thoughts. Were they one-minuters? What did we call them? It was like a one-minute with Joey.
And it was something. I forgot what we called it. It was a while back.
But they were little, like, devotional thoughts, ministry moments.
I like
almost
that.
Like a counselor's tip to be mindful of to help you through your day. And we aired those. I probably still have those archived somewhere.
We should put them on. We should. I bet they're still perfect.
They were good.
Yeah, timeless. Yeah. So. Well, can Joey read his article?
Yeah, do you have your article in front of you?
I do.
We have our April edition in front of us, and we're turning to Section B.
Mark's favorite section.
Yeah, Section
B6. B6, that was a bomber or something.
It's a hit. Joey's devotional thought is a hit.
Yeah.
This is under Lifestyles B6.
Well, before he reads it, I think I told you, I may have said on a program, one of his articles, a man who spoke at Carl Duderstadt's memorial service, read Joey's column and used the illustration.
Right. He got the idea. I think it was that morning.
The little boy in the boat who said, you know, everyone was amazed.
No, it was a flight.
Oh, sorry.
It was an airplane.
It's a boat, a flight. Yeah, he was flying.
It's more picturesque if it's a boat. But anyway, and there was all this turbulence, and everybody was amazed at how peaceful he was. And he said, my daddy's the pilot.
Yeah.
And this man used that illustration at Carl's memorial.
That's precious.
And
that
you got
precious.
It from your column.
That.
Yeah.
Yep.
Brought tears to people's eyes. Okay.
And let me just say this here. It is a joy to work with Prime Lifetimes. It really is, because it's just another extension to kind of put a fingerprint of God's fingerprint on people's hearts as they open up the paper. And you would not believe, like, how many emails that I get based on those articles, those columns each and every month.
Wow.
It's so funny. In fact, I have to share this with you. Somebody that knew my mom years ago somehow, some way, found it, mailed it to my mom in Chicago, and my mom said, hey, I heard from such and such who sent me this paper, and it's fantastic. And I actually got an email about 6 months ago from a dad who's a father of a well-known Christian in the United States who gets the paper and says, I just got to tell you, I was so encouraged this month. So
how about that, Mark?
You know, God's using the paper in many ways, and it's expanding, and I'm so grateful to be part of the ministry.
You know,
really am.
We may have to send this to Johnny Erickson Tada, know. You know, we'll start a special.
Your buddy.
Yeah, your close friend.
That is such a great, thank you for sharing that. Wow.
Oh. Hey, we do have a new campaign that's going out, Joey, and so you're eligible, too. Anyone, but it's Where is the Prime Life Times?
Where in the world is
where,
Prime?
Where in the world? Yeah, we're going to broaden beyond the United States. Hopefully somebody will take it with them on vacation or maybe returning to their home country. They're an international student or whatever.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But if they send in a picture holding the Prime Life Times paper up wherever they're at, and then they have to identify it, we're going to include these photographs in upcoming editions of the Prime Life Times. So I think you need to have you and your whole family somewhere where you're out and about holding it up, and it could be included.
They could be drinking coffee that they made.
Oh, there you go.
In front of their roastery.
Yeah, that's so fun.
Yeah. Anyways, yeah, that's something we've launched. So if you're listening and you're tuned in, you're going, what? Well, we haven't officially published it yet. It's going to start in May, and we have our first candidate, our only winner. In fact, he sent it in.
Our only candidate?
Yeah, because he was reading our minds, and we started this. And so you'll see Ty Clapper in Florida holding up our Prime Life Times paper. But those in the days ahead, if you send in your photograph and where you're at, you'll be eligible to win a prize, and you'll get something as a way of thanking you for sending it in, your submission. So.
And you can be in Oregon or Bermuda or Hoopston
wherever
or Danville.
With,
okay.
With the Prime Lifetime
yeah,
paper.
So. That's right.
So when your dreams crumble, why did you choose that as the title of this article?
Well, let me read it to you first,
okay,
and then I think that will set the stage of where I was coming from in this month here. Sure. When your dreams crumble. My wife and I recently took a trip to Nashville for a work-related conference. And let me tell you, if you're in Nashville scanning the radio dial looking for something other than country music, you will be disappointed. They certainly take pride in their honky-tonk music. As we were driving on in Nashville on Interstate 24 East, I couldn't help but think of the excitement many talented young artists had taking this very same road into Music City with hopes and dreams. And then I looked at the other side of the road, Interstate 24 West, the road leaving Nashville. I wondered how many took that same road after realizing their dream of making it big wouldn't be coming true. I wondered how many took that road with a crushed spirit. I wondered how many took that same road on the heels of a shattered dream. If we're honest, we've all been on the road of broken dreams. Maybe it was the desire of having children, but it never came to pass. Or it was the hopes of a certain career, only to find out it would never happen. We've all taken the hard road that has led to disappointment. However, in those moments, we need to remember that the psalmist said in Psalm 31:15, "My times are in your hands." I need to remind myself that I am in the hand of the one who loves me. No matter what road I'm traveling, either going into something with joy and hope or on the road of disappointment and brokenness, I have a God who promises to give me strength, comfort, and peace. May you experience that reality on your travels today.
And the byline reads, Dr. Joey Kroll is a pastor, radio host on Great News Radio, and author of the book At the King's Feet. Available on Amazon and at the Great News Radio Center in Lincoln Square, Urbana. You can reach Dr. Kroll by email at joey@greatnewsradio.org. And you also have your other book here at the Great News Radio Center titled Common Misunderstandings About Jesus, God, and the Bible. And they're both $10. They're great books. In fact, some international students were asking some questions, and I said, here's a great book that answers many of those. Yeah.
Oh, that's precious.
Yeah.
So. That's precious. But the idea of the article this month, a couple of years ago, my wife and I, we found out that we were unable to have kids.
Oh.
And I think I shared that a couple of times
Yeah, and some of your Thursday morning programs, in fact, I sent the link to some people I knew, and I think I had told you it was a powerful program. You were very transparent and struggling and working through and still feeling God's embrace and yet recognizing a loss. It was a powerful program.
Yeah, and the reason why we can't have kids is because of me, And so, you know, as a man, you don't want to feel inadequate. I mean, I think every man listening today knows exactly what I'm talking about. And don't get me wrong, I'm trusting in the Lord. My times are in your hands, God, but there are some rough days. There's some rough seasons, and there's dreams that crumble. There's disappointments. And, you know, in my ministry as a pastor, man, it is a joy to lead God's people. And there are seasons where there's disappointments and I was telling somebody, serving Jesus is a joy, but ministry is tough.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's well said.
And so there are times when you're dealing with disappointment and brokenness and frustration, and we need to get to the place of, okay, God, my times, my life, this situation is in your hands. I am in the hand of the one who loves me dearly, and I'm going to trust him no matter what this day holds.
You know, Joey, I'm thinking there's probably, and I'm certain of it, there's certainly people that are driving along, tuned in. Maybe they've listened to the station for many years. Maybe it's the first time they've ever tuned in, and they can identify with broken dreams, heartache, disappointment. But, God, I thought this, and it's not turning out that way. What's your word in encouragement? Not just like a Bible verse, but like you said, it's not always you're operating in the Spirit and everything is wonderful. There are times of disappointment, but you've seen God meet you at those points. So what would you offer that person that's maybe confused or struggling through something that's disappointing or their dream crumbling before them today?
Right. You know, as I look back in my life and see where all the closed doors were, most of them I can say, that makes sense. God, praise God, you closed those doors. And there are other closed doors that I still scratch my head about. Why I still don't understand that, but I know one day when I stand before Almighty God, everything will make sense. But I think at that time, at that moment, none of that will really matter. And so I just encourage you to fix your eyes upon Jesus, the author and perfecter of our faith. And so I mourn with you, whatever it is that is crumbling in your hands. I mourn with you, but I encourage you to cling to the cross of Jesus Christ. Cling to his promises because he is trustworthy. No matter how bleak, no matter how dark, God is trustworthy.
And cling to the resurrection.
That's right. Amen.
You know, some things are not good, and we can't pretend they are, like when children are hurt or so forth. But we can hold on to that amazing promise that God can use and make all things work toward good. He can take them and redeem them.
And I think, like you're talking about, having that eternal perspective, too. Some things aren't going to work out the way you planned or what you would feel would be the best way on this side of heaven. But knowing God's character, and I think that's maybe really key for the skeptic or the person that's brokenhearted today, if they could experience or understand that God is a good God, he's a loving God, he's a caring God, full of grace and mercy. It doesn't minimize the pain, the suffering, the heartache, but at least there's the awareness that he is good. And maybe it would help them shoulder or bear that burden, knowing that ultimately he will work it out.
He will do something with it. I like what you said, Joey, about clinging to the cross. I love that.
Absolutely. And you know what? And I think on top of what we're talking about here, I think that's why it's so important that we are connected to a local body of fellow believers who will walk with us, mourn with us as we mourn and rejoice with us as we rejoice. But also, you know, I'm grateful for the ministry of Great News Radio to help us in the morning, in the car, on the way home from school or work in the afternoon, pointing those reminders that God is good and he is still on his throne.
Yeah, yeah, he's Amen. A good God. And as we approach the Easter season, while we're in the midst of it,
yeah.
you know, Maundy Thursday,
Holy
Good
Week.
Friday, Easter Sunday, Resurrection Sunday, we can experience that love because God demonstrated his love mm-hmm. for us in this while we were still sinners. So for that skeptic tuned in that says, well, I can't go to church, I don't measure up, I don't do this right, I fail in this area, hey, we're all failures.
Welcome to the club.
Yeah, welcome to the club.
That's right.
And so,
yeah.
Oh, yeah, we do serve a great God who woos everyone to himself. He desires all to come to know him. And he is a good God. He's a gracious God. He's tender. He's merciful.
He
He's
is.
Full of love.
And he has suffered great loss. And that's what yeah. these next few days, as we walk through the Friday, the death of Jesus, thinking about it, we just look forward to that third day, that resurrection power.
Yeah, yeah. And I have some real special music. Maundy Thursday, it's a tough day. There's a lot of songs that talk about the cross and the suffering mm-hmm. and the pain, the brutality of it all.
And with a lot of dreams crumbled on that day.
Right. Mm-hmm. And then even Friday and Saturday, it's hard to schedule the music because it's a really sombering
I would
time.
Think so.
But come Sunday, everyone,
right.
oh, the Resurrection Sunday songs, you're going to be so blessed. And they're just fabulous and they're exciting. And he has risen. Indeed, he loves you and he's provided an eternity for you.
So God of life.
May we all turn to the Lord Jesus Christ. And thank you, Joey, for pointing us toward that direction with your writings here in the Wayside Chapel in the Prime Life Times for your Thursday program mm-hmm. that's always so encouraging, and then your Sunday worship program that blends music with devotional thoughts. It's just you're just a real blessing to this ministry. And
yes, you are.
I'll ask our prayers to continue to pray up you and your family and the ways you're going to be used of God in the days ahead.
Oh, thank you so much. Love you guys. Thank you for all you guys do as well.
Hey, next time in person, we'll have you here in the studio. We'll do some more training and love to have you around, Joey.
All right, I appreciate it.
Well, we're in a special week, as Marianne mentioned, Holy Week, so we just pray you'll be surrounded by other like-minded believers, attend the various church services, and praise the God that we have the privilege of knowing and serving. So what a great week we look forward to in this Resurrection Sunday. Well, thanks for listening. Thanks for being a part of this radio listening family. This is Mark Burns, Marianne Simpkins, and Joey Kroll with the Ministry of Great News Radio. God bless you. Have a great day and night.
Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me.